Hello, fellow lupus spirits, and welcome to Lupus Life. I'm Corey Hollingsworth, and I am a spiritual advisor and meditation facilitator who lives with and manages systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus. The purpose of Lupus Life podcast is to offer firsthand, easy, and simple ways to manage the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of lupus. Today's topic is be nice to yourself each day. I will be talking about physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of being nice or kind to oneself. And you can take these individually or you can do all of them in one day. There's no real formula for this. The real purpose is to make sure that you're at least being nice to yourself once a day on some level of your being. So the first part of this is the physical aspect. And I'm just going to give some examples that I personally use for how I try to be nice to myself physically. And one of the ways that I do this is I walk every single day. And so I know that if you've listened to me and this podcast long enough, you know that I'm a huge advocate of movement and especially walking, because walking is very basic and it doesn't require a whole lot of equipment and it doesn't require a whole lot of time. It's just something that our bodies naturally do. So I'm kind to myself when I walk every day. And another thing I do for my physical well-being is I try to eat well. And I actually follow a specific way of eating that's more like a lifestyle that I will talk about in a future podcast episode. I don't want to talk about it now because it's something that requires a little bit more detail than I can do in an episode that's about being kind to oneself. Something else that I really like to do that's nice for myself physically is I rest. I make sure that my body gets enough rest, gets enough sleep. And I know this can be tricky for a lot of us, but I am someone who is an advocate of having the same bedtime every night and having the same wake-up time every morning. Do I follow this every single day? No, not really. I do it during the weekdays when I have work, but on the weekends, last night I know I stayed up a little bit later than I normally do, and I woke up a little bit later than I normally do, but I got the same amount of sleep. So movement, eating well, getting enough rest and sleep, those are ways that I physically take care of myself and show my being that I'm being nice to myself. Mentally, this can be pretty much anything that gets your brain stimulated. So for me, it's about doing something that feeds my brain. So I know I've mentioned in previous podcasts, I'm an avid reader. So for me, that's how I keep my brain going. And I try to, every once in a while, throw in something that's new to me, a new topic in science or a new topic that's happening politically or socially in the world. And so just trying to keep the brain going. And I know for those of us who live with lupus, this can sometimes be tricky because we can be in a fog. And especially if we're in a flare, we're in a fog. But when we're not in a fog, due to lupus flares, try to make sure that you're doing things that are mentally stimulating. I also tend to watch documentaries about pretty much every topic on the planet. And then also, every once in a while, I try to learn a new task, or I try to reinforce a task that I know how to do, but I haven't done for a while. So recently, I was considering taking a trip that would require me to potentially put snow chains on my car tires. And so I had to go out into the garage and get my snow chains out and remember how to put chains on my tires. So even though it's something that I already know how to do, it's not something I do often enough where it's in the forefront of my brain. So when I say learn a new task, it doesn't necessarily mean go out and learn how to, you know, reinstall the carburetor on your car. It's more just taking a task that maybe you haven't done for a while and refreshing your brain and your memory, having some mental stimulation. The next aspect is emotional. I know that I've mentioned in the past keeping a journal. I am a huge advocate of keeping a journal daily or every other day, at least for me. Not everybody's cup of tea, but emotionally, it's a good release to be able to write things down that have emotional aspects to them. And something else I try to do is make sure I find ways to laugh. I know that I have a podcast episode about laughter and having friends and family who instill that sense of fun and joy and laughter in your life. I also watch movies. If I have a day when I feel like I haven't laughed and I feel like I need to laugh, there's these wonderful streaming things that I just love that I can pick the comedy genre and find something funny to watch. So make sure that you're taking care of your emotional well-being. That is another way to be nice to yourself each day. The other part of that emotionally is finding ways to cry. I know that a lot of us think, oh, you're only taking care of yourself if you laugh, and that's not true. Sometimes we genuinely need to cry, and it's okay. That's part of self-care. Crying is part of self-care as well. Pretty much any emotion that we express openly, freely, and with our hearts is self-care. So make sure you're taking care of your emotional well-being, because that's a way to keep yourself in a state of being nice to yourself. Spiritually is the next aspect. So we've covered physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual is something that is personal for everyone. And since I'm a spiritual advisor and meditation facilitator, I take care of myself by meditation and prayer. I do attend church every week. So I do have a disciplined practice of sustaining prayer in my routine every day. And meditation's probably every couple of days or when I feel like I just need to calm down. And the other part of this spiritually is just the act of breathing. If you can find a good app, I have a Fitbit and I have Calm, the free version of Calm. And just plenty of things exist online for just even something as simple as box breathing or just calming noise sounds and just taking a moment to just connect with your breathing. That is a way to connect with your spirit because you're calming your body down, you're calming your mind down, you're calming your emotions down, and you're just able to just connect with your soul and your spirit. I would like to add to this that having a practice of hope and faith, I do have a podcast episode about faith, and I'm not talking about religion necessarily, just having a faith in something, believing in something, whatever that is for you, and having a sense of comfort and peace in that belief and in that faith is how we take care of ourselves spiritually and how we are able to be nice to ourselves. I hope these recommendations inspire you to take care of yourself and be nice to yourself every day. And again, you don't have to be nice to yourself every day, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You can break it up. It's just on some days you might feel like, wow, I really need to be gentle and kind with myself emotionally, or I need to be mindful and gentle and compassionate with myself spiritually or physically. Just make sure that whatever you're doing, it's very centered toward your well-being and your happiness. Be gentle and be happy with yourself. I hope these recommendations help you. Thank you for joining me today. As a reminder, I have two books on Amazon. The first one is Little Lupa's Spirit Book, and the second one is Reconnecting with Your True Self. I can be reached on my website, coreyhollingsworth.wixsite.com. I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Please feel free to follow and share Lupa's Life podcast, and send a friend request to Lupa's Life Podcast on Facebook. Have a beautiful day and have a beautiful week.